Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jade Wu, your host for the Savvy Psychologist podcast, where every week I share evidence-based psychology tips to help you meet life's challenges. I'll be back with a regular episode for you on Friday, but today in this bonus clip, I wanted to share some of my feelings and thoughts about the recent Atlanta killings. Thank you in advance for hearing me out. On Tuesday, March 16th, a man killed 8 people in Atlanta, Georgia. 6 of the 8 victims were women of Asian descent. Before I go any further, I want to say the victims' names. I want to honor them because this story is not all about the perpetrator. The names that have been released so far include Xiaojie Tan, Daoyou Feng, Delana Ashley Yan, Paul Andre Michaels, and Elsias Hernandez Ortiz, who was severely injured but did survive. It's especially important for us to remember the victims in these killings, most of whom were Asian women, because Asian women in America have historically suffered from the tropes of being interchangeable, disposable, exploitable, and sacrificial. Personally, I'm feeling a complicated mix of grief and fear and anger. I know many others, especially my fellow Asian Americans, feel the same way. Our hearts are broken for the victims and their loved ones, and I can't even imagine their pain and their trauma. But what I can imagine, because my family and I, as well as many of my friends, have experienced it, is anti-Asian racism. Many Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders have had similar experiences, especially during the surge of anti-Asian violence in the past year. There were nearly 3,800 documented hate incidents against Asian Americans reported in the United States over the past 12 months. And that's likely an underestimate because it's difficult to charge hate crimes against Asians. As the New York Times pointed out, proving a racist motive can be particularly difficult with attacks against Asians. There is no widely recognized symbol of anti-Asian hate compared to a noose or a swastika. If you're also feeling helpless or crying angry tears, know that you're not alone. And it's completely okay to feel this way. Let yourself grieve and tell your friends how you feel. During collective grief and trauma, we need to give ourselves and each other grace, and we should reach out for support. And speaking of support, I also want to acknowledge the outpouring of solidarity that non-Asian communities are showing. On social media and in my personal life, I've heard especially strong support from the Black community, and I thank you all from my heart. Last but not least, I want to talk about the narrative surrounding the killer's motives. On Wednesday, according to a sheriff's deputy speaking at a press conference, the suspect explained that he had a sex addiction and committed these killings to eliminate temptation. The spokesman said that the suspect was at the end of his rope and that it was a really bad day for him. And so this is what he did. Empathizing with the suspect in a way that minimizes the brutal attacks as a result of having a really bad day is not only incredibly callous, but it's also extremely stigmatizing from a mental health perspective. Let's be clear, addiction does not cause violence and is not to blame for violence. Violence is not justified by addiction. Every day, there are people struggling with addiction who do not commit murder. So let's not frame people with addiction or mental illness as scapegoats, for those committing atrocities. Instead, let's call these acts what they are: hate-fueled violence. Because we cannot fight hate crimes against Asian Americans or against any other group until we acknowledge them as racially motivated. Thank you for listening to this bonus clip of The Savvy Psychologist. If you'd like to donate to a nonprofit organization that supports equality and anti-discrimination for Asian Americans, here are a few to consider. Stop AAPI Hate, Asian Americans Advancing Justice, Asian Pacific Fund, Asian Mental Health Collective, National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum. And I will put up this list with links up in my social media and in my newsletter so you'll know where to go. Once again, I send my grieving heart out to the victims' families. And to everyone, I say, let yourself grieve during this time. Other things can wait. Reach out to someone to send your love and support so none of us have to feel alone. I'll be back on Friday with another regular episode of Savvy Psychologist. We'll talk about how to communicate with friends and family who have opposing political views. So stay tuned. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and does not substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you again for joining me for this very important topic, and I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.